26, HPA rules, briefing and public hearing. And Randy, I'll turn it over to you. Thank you.
Moving along nicely.
Yeah.
8:49.
Yeah.
20 minutes ahead.
Donnie?
No.
I'm trying. Good morning. My name is Randy Thurston.
There.
I'm a manager in the Habitat program. And I'm here this morning to give you a short briefing on some amendments we're proposing to the hydraulic code rules and to have the public hearing for those rules. So just a quick overview. The hydraulic code rules enact the RCW called construction projects in state waters. The purpose of the RCW and the rules is to protect fish life from work or other, from work that affects the natural flow or bed of state waters. Some common construction or some common hydraulic projects include the maintenance, repair, replacement, or new construction of bulkheads, docks, water diversions, and mineral prospecting. So we began this rulemaking last October. We created this webpage to keep the public informed of what we were doing. These are significant legislative rules, so there's a lot more documentation that has to be developed to support the rulemaking. So the webpage has the notices and the preliminary regulatory analysis and the supporting science documents that are also required. The comment period for both the proposed rules and the State Environmental Policy Act started on February 7th and goes through today. To date, we have received 4 comments. One was a letter of support from the Washington Department of, State Department of Transportation. Two were letters asking for some clarification, one from the Farm Bureau and one from Puget Sound Energy. Both of those letters had great recommendations that we're going to incorporate. And the last letter was from Fish Not Gold. They don't feel that we should continue this rulemaking until after the Cascadia Wildlands litigation is settled. So we plan to ask for adoption at the April 20th conference call. At that time, we'll present the concise explanatory statement that'll have a lot more detail about what the comments were that we received and how we're addressing them. So one of the main drivers for the rulemaking was the need to make an emergency rule that we have for the Salton River authorized work time, a permanent rule. The Everett Water Diversion Dam on the Salton River was made fish passable. And so Coho Steelhead and Chinook now reach the section above the water diversion and are, have been documented to spawn there. So we need to make the, we need to make this timing change in order to protect the spawning and incubating salmonids in that reach now. So basically, what we're proposing is the current work time, authorized work time is July 16th through February 28th. And we're going to change that to August 1st through August 31st. And another change is to the authorized work time in the Skamilkameen River. Last spring, staff went up and did surveys in the Skamilkameen River. And they've determined that the section between Inlow Dam and Palmer Creek is not suitable for resident trout spawning. So, as a result, we're proposing to move the authorized work time up a month from July 1st to June 1st. And this would still protect the whitefish, mountain whitefish spawning that we have in the reach. So other changes that we have proposed are fairly minor, and they're really administrative in nature. We are planning to remove the fee language to make it consistent with the statute. And then other changes are really to the application process, mainly, to make it easier, more flexible, and clearer. And these are some examples of the changes we're making to the application process. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, thank you.
Any questions? Yes, Commissioner Kaizek.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A question about the process here and your recommendation that this be taken care of by commission vote at the April 20th conference calls. And doing business by conference call has a variety of challenges. Why is it not that you're bringing this forward for a decision today?
Because if we received comments today that we hadn't anticipated and we wanted to make changes to the rules in response, we wouldn't be able to do that. And we have to document all those in the concise explanatory statement. So that's the main reason. Is just to ensure that we captured all the comments in our documentation.
And there were no public comments. So no other questions and no public comments. So
I just wanted to verify. I did see that Kim McDonald from Fish Not Gold is here. So I guess. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.